This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. About to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDAHLIA, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. Well, everybody's got their panties all up in a bunch on this one. They say the uninsured rate is going up again. And if you look at these headlines, they're all blaming Trump. They're all blaming Trump and the GOP for the uninsured rate going up. Right? Because it was at an all-time low with the Affordable Care Act and Obamacare. Now, let's kind of break this down, because the more we fuel ourselves with BS, you know, headlines, the less chance we're going to have of actually fixing what needs to be fixed. So the national uninsured rate has been rising, starting to climb back up. And, of course, the blame game is, you know, what's, you know, hijacking all the headlines. And we need to just stop and go, well, why is the uninsured rate climbing back up? So they're blaming higher costs for health insurance and uncertainty about the future of the Affordable Care Act. This is according to a survey from Gallup, and it was released today. Right? The uncertainty about the future of the Affordable Care Act. So if I today, or let's say Trump today, said, all right, guys, don't worry, nothing's going to happen with Obamacare, we're going to leave it as is. You're telling me that this all will go away? Really? That people are going to stay on their insurance when they hear Trump go, don't worry, we're going to keep Obamacare just exactly the way it is, exactly the way it is. With, you know, insurers dropping every year, right? Plans becoming more stark. Yeah, really? So anyway, in a three-month period that ended September 30th, they said 12.3% of American adults had no health coverage. And 0.6 percentage point increase from the prior quarter and a 1.4% increase since last year. The Gallup Share Care Wellbeing Index shows that 3.5 million fewer Americans with health coverage between December 31st, 2016 and September 30th, and it's a trend that is continuing and started earlier this year. Now, according to the Huffington Post, they claim that the Affordable Care Act brought about a historic decline in the uninsured rate. It did, but that was because they expanded Medicaid. You expand Medicaid, then low-income adults and people that lost their jobs were able to get on insurance. Okay, well, that's wonderful, expanding Medicaid. If Medicaid existed during the Depression or, you know, whatever, somebody would say that was, you know, historically, you know, a historical low for people not having insurance because the government stepped in and gave everybody some sort of health care. So you can't keep bringing that point up, claiming that the Affordable Care Act prevented or will prevent in the long run uninsured citizens, because how many years can we go on expanding Medicaid? We're running out of money. You can only expand Medicaid and do that for so long and have Medicaid expanded for so long. We expanded Medicaid during the recession, hopefully as a safety net for people, and then hopefully they'll be able to springboard back onto either an employer run insurance plan, which I think is ridiculous. We really want employers out of the scenario so they don't fire you and you don't lose your insurance, or being able to go and buy a plan on their own. They say from 2014 through 2016, the share of Americans without health insurance fell significantly, reaching 10.9% at the end of last year. But now the percentage has crept higher. So why is it creeping higher? Well, for one thing, our choices stink. All right? People are getting smart. They're like, I am not going to spend $1,200 a month that I don't have on a crappy insurance. And I saw what my state exchange offered. I was like, are you kidding me? The deductibles were high, the premiums were high, and it was an HMO. No thank you. I'll pass. And people are also realizing that if they don't have health insurance, they can still get health care. They can still go to an ER if they have to. They may have to make payments or they may have to skate on the bill. But in America, we don't turn you down if you can't pay. You can walk into a county ER and be taken care of. So people are thinking, I will save the $1,200 a month, thank you, and I will just wait to use insurance, wait to use an ER or, you know, pay cash when I have to. I mean, you know, think about it. If you're fairly healthy and, you know, maybe you have high blood pressure and you need blood pressure medication, and you're spending, let's say, $1,000 a month for your family. So that's $12,000 a year. How much does it cost to go to the doctor? Well, my doctor has a $50 cash price visit or a $75 cash price visit. You're going to be ahead of the game. You know, insurance used to be a real good buy because, you know, bad things would happen. You know, you would, you know, in your 40s, you know, have heart attacks and, you know, people got sick a lot in their 40s. Well, now we're living longer. We're able to fight things a lot more, like gonorrhea, chlamydia, etc. An antibiotic to treat gonorrhea is fairly cheap these days now. So the urge and the urgency to have health insurance isn't there for everybody. So some of these uninsured are people by choice saying, I'm not going to buy a crappy product. And I don't blame them. You know, have some states scaled back Medicaid? I don't think so. I think they've still allowed that expansion to exist. Are states going to struggle to keep that expanded range still expanded? Yeah, absolutely. Which is why there was supposed to be some sort of a sunset. You know, we temporarily are going to expand Medicaid to cover you all. You know, and why is Medicaid free? Why isn't it $5 a visit? Use that money to allow more people to be on Medicaid. Why, you know, we're doing things so wrong because we're politicizing everything. I talked about this in the last hour. The majority of us, I think, agree on the same things with healthcare. We want to be able to walk into a doctor's office when we need to. We don't want to be able to we don't want to lose our house or our kids' college education to pay for health insurance. If we get a real nasty cancer, we want to be able to have access to that fancy schmancy medication. And we know we have to pay a little bit for it. That's not Republican or Democrat. That's the average American's thinking. So let's come up with something that is more along that line. 1-877-DOC-BELLY. Wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today. Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Dr. Carolyn Dean wants you to have a free chapter of her new book, The Magnesium Miracle Second Edition, and it's available at magmiracle.com. In your free chapter, Dr. Carolyn Dean explains how magnesium is essential to support the structure and function and overall health of your body. Your free chapter is your guide to learn how to support your heart, bone, metabolic, lung, and mental health with this powerful mineral. The Magnesium Miracle Second Edition is available on Amazon, but right now get a free chapter at magmiracle.com, spelled magmiracle.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
All right, guys, we are back on Doc Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. And big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making this show happen. And big thanks to Blake, who was working the dials. We really do appreciate it. Remember, Lifeline Screening offers inexpensive packages where you could do your own, you could screen for heart disease, cardiovascular disease, stroke, testosterone, liver disease, kidney disease, aortic aneurysm repair. And they have packages starting as low as $149, a lot cheaper than if you use your high deductible insurance plan and have the individual tests done and ordered. And many insurance companies won't allow it. They'll say, no, we only allow X amount of screens. And for you guys concerned about your risk of stroke or heart disease or atrial fibrillation or osteoporosis, testosterone, etc., go ahead and call Lifeline Screening today at 1-888-815-LIFE. That's 888-815-LIFE. They'll give you the personalized results. You can take them to your doctor, and it's It's excellent. Doctor can put in the chart, go over your risk factors. They even give you your risk factors and some advice as well. And it's a smart thing to do. I recommend everybody do that. All right. Greg from Carson City writes, Doc, you're missing the point with healthcare costs. Doctors used to be the only one taking care of us. Now we have to see multiple specialists. He says, get this. I am 50 years old. I have a cardiologist for my high blood pressure, a pulmonologist for my asthma. I see where he's going. A hematologist for my thalassemia, a urologist for my prostate, and a gastroenterologist to screen for colon cancer. Come on, he says, and I'm healthy. This is why healthcare costs are rising. Why can't my primary care doctor do all this? Very good point, and you guys should know my answer by now. I've told you guys this 1,000 times, why you're seeing multiple specialists and your family doctor isn't doing it all. And you could thank the lawyers for that one. You can thank the malpractice attorneys for that. So look at this. Okay, you're seeing a cardiologist for high blood pressure. Yeah, that drove me crazy. I never sent a person to a cardiologist to manage high blood pressure unless I have the patient on 4 medications and I still couldn't bring it down. So if you have the most recalcitrant, stubborn blood pressure that I've ever seen, yeah, I'm going to bring in a cardiologist because I don't want you to get a stroke, But that all my patients that saw a cardiologist didn't so much have to do with the high blood pressure. It had to do with cardiac risk factors. If I thought if you had any cardiac risk factors, and that would be a male, right, over 40, female over 50, although I think they now change it to female over 55. If you're a diabetic, if you have high blood pressure, or if you smoke, or if you have high cholesterol, or if you have a family history of heart attack, if you have any risk factors, you're at higher risk for heart disease. So I would send you to a cardiologist to do a stress test. If the cardiologist wanted to continue managing you, that was fine by me. So there was a logic to that because many family doctors' offices can't do stress tests, and you don't really have a radiology company that will just do the stress test for you and then send it back. Some cities don't have that. So I have the stress test done in the cardiologist's office. The cardiologist will look at your risk factors, see if they like what I'm doing with the cholesterol, the blood pressure, etc., and maybe see you once a year. So when some people say, oh my gosh, I have to see a cardiologist for this, are you really seeing them on a regular basis, or are you checking in with them once a year? If you're checking in with them once or twice a year, that's not a big deal. Okay? Now, a pulmonologist for asthma. Again, as a family doc, I was trained, with asthma. I was trained how to take care of asthma. If a case got a little bit too heavy for me, where you kept having multiple exacerbations and ended up in the hospital, I've never had that. But if that was a case, yeah, I would probably have then a pulmonary doctor manage your asthma because I'd want to keep you out of the hospital. I've had our asthma specialist co-manage some of my more stubborn, recalcitrant asthma patients. Not stubborn in general. I can handle it. I mean, you're stubborn. I can handle you. I'm going to take gosh darn medication or I'll shove it up your butt. I can handle stubborn patients. But in terms of asthma issues, you have a patient that ends up dying of an asthma exacerbation, and you didn't do everything correct when it comes to asthma, you're not doing that patient any service. And you're going to get sued. So I could see why this particular patient in Carson City sees a pulmonologist for asthma. A hematologist for thalassemia. Well, if somebody looks anemic and they have a different hemoglobin makeup, yes, you're probably going to check in with a hematologist. You don't have to see the hematologist all the time, so I'd like to know a little bit more about that. A urologist for your prostate. Well, if you're 50 years old and if your PSA is rising or if you have prostate issues, probably your family doctor is going to send you to a urologist. And then a gastroenterologist to screen for colon cancer. If you're over 50 or unless you have family history of colon cancer, if you're younger, like in your 40s, then you're even younger than that. If you have blood in the stool, yes, you're going to see a gastroenterologist because they will perform colonoscopies. Now, I'm a family doc. I was trained when I did my last year at UCLA, Kaiser Permanente on Sunset. On Mondays was sigmoidoscopy day. So I learned how to do sigmoidoscopies. I could do those blindfolded, I've told you guys. Do I do sigmoidoscopies now in this day and age? No, I don't. Why? Because we don't really do sigmoidoscopies much anymore. We do colonoscopies. And I wasn't trained in colonoscopies. A gastroenterologist was. You got to go to a hospital, or you have to go to a surgical center, you know, et cetera. And so, you know, the old-time family doc that would do all this, yes, that was cool. That was very, very cool. I would love those days because that's how I was trained. I was trained, you know, to watch a prostate. I was trained on what to do with thalassemia. I was trained on what to do with asthma. But the problem is if anything goes wrong, let's say your prostate cancer does become aggressive. Or let's say you just go from not having prostate cancer to having prostate cancer. Or let's say you have an asthma attack and you end up in the hospital and you get really, really sick or you die. Right. The first thing the family's going to want to do when it comes to the doctor is sue them. And then when you're up there on the witness stand, okay, and, you know, their fancy schmancy attorney goes, did you, you know, treat his asthma adequately? Yes, I did. I went by the guidelines. I did everything the American Lung Association recommended. We got him off smoking. We watched him very carefully. We never made him wait in the, you know, waiting room longer than 10, 15 minutes. We did spirometry on him. We always checked his pulse ox. We had home oxygen console. We did all of that. And you're like, okay, that's a damn good answer. Defense attorney's like, way to go, Joe, way to go, nice job. Right? And then all the attorney has to do is look over to the jury, go, well, you obviously didn't do that good a job because he was 45 years old and he's dead. He's dead. You're claiming that you did a good job? What were you doing the day he died? What are you talking about? What are you doing? Well, we see pictures of you on Facebook golfing. So it doesn't look like you were there to help him. And then by the time they make you look like the cruelest, most incompetent person, you lose that lawsuit. So you bet your butt the family doc's going to say, you want to know what? Your asthma, it's being a little tricky. Let me make sure we have an asthma doctor so I am doing everything I'm supposed to. Same thing with the cardiologist, same thing with that. Now, one thing Obamacare did want to address, I don't know if you guys remember this years ago, was the referrals. They knew, Sibelius, Pelosi, and all, they knew what was happening. Because what caused Obamacare to be? It was the malpractice crisis. St. Paul says, you want to know what I'm pulling out of Nevada? I think St. Paul pulled out across the United States in terms of covering malpractice. And then people who didn't have a lawsuit, like me, I was able to pick up another, you know, malpractice carrier pretty easy. But those who had at least one lawsuit, they couldn't pick up another carrier. The carrier said, well, you had a lawsuit already. So if you already had a lawsuit, then, that means there's no way you're going to put in enough premiums for us to cover your next lawsuit. And if a lawsuit settles for $1 million or $3 million, your premiums of $20,000 a year isn't going to cut it. So you had a lot of doctors have to move and try to find a state where they could get on a malpractice company. And there were some people in Florida that said, take with this, I just want to have malpractice. Now, for insurance companies, you have to show that you have malpractice. So you can't just do that. But some said, fine, I'll just open up a cash shop. Sue me. Try to take my house that's underwater. Go ahead. So other doctors that had not gotten sued look around and go, whoa, 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 wait a second. If I have to lose my practice, lose my patients, move because of these lawsuits, then I'm going to make sure I don't get sued. So what are people getting sued for? Well, somebody had a heart attack, and when my dad had a heart attack, what did my, family want to do? They wanted to sue. No, don't sue the doctor. Dad had a heart attack because he ate like crap. It's not the doctor's fault. Why are you suing the doctor? So when you find out, well, somebody has a heart attack, or somebody, like my patient that ended up having breast cancer, but I was the only one not sued because I didn't give her the estrogen, whereas another doctor did, then you're like, you want to know what? I think I'm going to co-manage my patients. And that's what happened with the specialist. So Greg's right. That's why costs are up. 1-877-DOC-DELLY. Don't go away.
ProPure Water Filters. Most trusted, most tested. Right now you can save 25% on the ProPure Nomad Gravity System. Visit an authorized ProPure dealer for details. That's ProPure.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level. That's advertise.gcnlive.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Attention type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, JP Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
So thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Brady just sent me this. I haven't seen the video. I guess a mom is able to take out a splinter pain-free. This has been going viral. Thank you, Brady. I didn't get a chance to look at it yet, but I guess there's a lady out of England, Claire Bullen-Jones, who has recently shared a tip, according to KFOR, that she's been using to get rid of children's splinters. And I guess you use a syringe. She says put the small hole at the bottom of the syringe as best as you can to cover the splinter. Once you know you're above it, make sure the syringe is touching the skin and pull. Make sure there's no gaps, otherwise you won't get it. The syringe will more than likely pull it out in the first go. Pain-free, no tugging and pulling, and no little ones upset or scared of getting it out. Don't pull slowly. You need to pull rather quickly. If it's a stubborn splinter, just do this a couple of times. Save so much time, and well worth seeing the kids smile at the end rather than Red's faces and tears. So I don't have the video, but thank you, Brady, for this. I guess take off the needle, obviously. You know, it's where you suck something, you know, you remove the needle and it's a syringe. We got syringes at home when I had to inject fluid into my cat. The one that died of little Bake, remember Shake and Bake, little Bake, died of renal failure. I had to inject fluid into her, so I got syringes at home. That's interesting. So you have a splinter, you put it over, and then you suck up the skin and suck up the splinter. It sounds good to me. I don't really think it would cause harm. Wash it off really good and make sure the kid's tetanus is up to date, but very cool. Thank you for sending that. All right, 1-877-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we are being told a global pain crisis exists because of morphine shortage. This article is coming from Paris, France. They say every year, some 25 million people, including children, die in serious pain that could have been alleviated with morphine at just a few cents per dose. This is published in the Lancet Medical Journal. They say this represents half of all deaths globally, and they're warning of a global pain crisis. They say the vast majority of people denied pain relief lived in low and middle income countries, which received less than 4% of the 299 tons of oral morphine distributed around the world. They say on the other side of the spectrum, abuse of opioid-based painkillers is common in some rich nations, such as the U.S. They say the pain gap is a double-edged sword, with too little access to inexpensive opioids for poor nations and misuse by the rich ones. And opioids, you know, they include morphine, fentanyl, heroin, cocaine, etc. They say not only was... Yeah, people don't realize cocaine... Well, I don't want to say cocaine. Okay, codeine. But cocaine has been also used for pain relief. It's interesting. We'll talk about that in a little bit. Anyway, but codeine, morphine, heroin, fentanyl, those are the biggies. They say not only was morphine harder to find in poor countries, it was also more expensive. At least 16 U.S. cents for 10 milligrams compared to 3 cents in rich nations. They say we estimate that the cost of meeting the global shortfall, so they need morphine, of about 48.5 metric tons of morphine equivalent opioids is about $144 million per year if all countries had access, which is a fraction of the cost of running a medium-sized American hospital. And it's just a small amount compared to an estimated $100 billion a year spent on the war of recreational drugs. So what's concerning about this is our Congress is just... fixing, just salivating at the chance to do something about our opioid crisis in America. And one thing I fear is they are going to go after the producers of these medications and try to prevent them from producing more. This study is telling us, wait a second, can the production still exist so other countries can benefit from the pain medication? He says the biggest shame is children in low-income countries are dying in pain. And that could be eliminated for $1 million a year. They say failure of health systems in poor countries is a major reason that patients need palliative care in the first place. More than 90% of these child deaths, they say, are from avoidable causes. Now, the report was compiled by experts analyzing the need for palliative care due to 20 life-threatening diseases, HIV, cancer, heart disease, premature birth, tuberculosis, hemorrhagic fevers, lung, liver disease, malnutrition, dementia, trauma injuries. And of the 172 countries studied, 25 had essentially no morphine, while a further 15 had enough to meet less than 1% of pain relief requirements. You guys, if you ever watch, you know, Saving Private Ryan or, you know, Band of Brothers, which I cannot believe it, Michael Fassbender, and I need to watch it all over again. I knew I saw Michael Fassbender. I'm like, oh, my God, I see Michael Fassbender. And my husband said, no, you're hallucinating. No, Michael Fassbender was in the movie in Band of Brothers. Not Saving Private Ryan, though. But, okay, morphine. Our soldiers carry morphine. It worked. We use morphine for a lot of things. Use morphine during heart attacks. Brings down blood pressure, stops, you know, lowers the pain. Morphine is phenomenal. It is such a great tool that we use in emergency rooms. But there's such an anti opioid culture right now because of the 91 deaths that happen a day, and understandably so, that, you know, people are ticked, that I'm afraid they're going to fight the wrong thing. Now, one, this is moving in the right direction. We got some good news. According to Fox News, there is a once-a-month shot that may be able to treat opioid addiction, which appeared to be as effective in maintaining short-term abstinence from heroin and similar drugs. A once-a-month shot. The study is believed to be the first to directly compare Vivitrol. It's a once-a-month shot with a combination drug treatment known as Suboxone. And Suboxone, we've talked about where it we use that to help compete with the receptors in the brain that are egging for the pain medication. So they say Suboxone or methadone have been the standard medical treatment for people with opioid use disorder. Researchers in Norway found the two treatments were similar in terms of safety and efficacy in helping opioid-dependent people refrain from illicit drug use. So the problem with methadone clinics is you need to make sure that the patients are going to come back. You need to make sure that the patients are going to be taking their medication. You need to make sure that they're going to be compliant. Well, once you do a once-a-month shot, then that really helps increase compliance, you know? So So anyway, researchers in Norway found they were similar. The results may provide a boost for Vivitrol manufacturer. It's probably already too late to invest in the company. Every time I read this, I'm like, oh, wow. Huh. Anyway. And then addiction specialists are waiting for more research because they would love to use Vivitrol if they can. So there's another study being done by the National Institute on Drug Abuse that's expected to be released in December. And that study also tracks subjects for a longer period of time. And and naltrexone does, Vivitrol is like a version of it, blocks the euphoric and sedative effects of opioids. Suboxone is an opioid composed of buprenorphine and a small amount of naloxone. So you get less of a euphoric effect than other opioids like heroin. You can't just stop a person cold turkey, you know? They're going to want, you know, obviously to avoid withdrawal, and they're going to want to slowly decrease their dependence on it. So this could be pretty, pretty cool. Now, the federal government has called for expanded access to medications for treating opioid abuse. Most inpatient treatment facilities in the U.S. remain abstinence-based. And that's where they say, guys, stop. Don't be using this type of medication. You know, we were talking about how cocaine can also help with pain. You know, before the opioid crisis, cocaine was one of the biggest drugs being used. And we started to really limit cocaine coming into this country and cocaine use. And you wonder if the drop in cocaine, that might have also spurred this opioid epidemic. Because all of a sudden, now everybody's on opioids. You're like, where did that come from? Well, you wonder, was it because we were so successful in curbing smoking that now people are obese and having more pain? You know, sometimes with progress, we take a step back. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Let's take a look at some numbers. 4 out of 5 people who have a stroke, their first symptom is a stroke. 80% of all strokes and heart disease, preventable. And $149 is all it takes to get screened and help take control of your health. We're Lifeline Screening, and if you're over 50, call now to schedule an appointment for 5 painless screenings that go beyond regular checkups. We use ultrasound technology to literally look inside your arteries for plaque that builds up as you age and increases your risk for stroke and cardiovascular disease. And by getting them through this package, you're saving over 50%. For just $149, you'll receive 5 screenings that could reveal what your body isn't telling you. Lifeline Screening, the power of prevention. Call Lifeline Screening today at 888-815-LIFE to learn more. That's 888-815-LIFE, 888-815-5433.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-972-6540. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-972-6540. That's 1-800-972-6540. 1-800-972-6540.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
So thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So we all think that our dogs and cats talk to us. I know they do. I can really communicate. I can really get deep into their psyche. But nobody believes me. Well, apparently there's a study that's laying credence to the belief that, yep, these animals do talk to us. They say dogs use more facial expressions when people are looking at them, likely in an attempt to communicate with humans. This is coming out of the UK. Well, of course the animals are communicating with us because they want us to feed them. They want, you know what Jacob does? Jacob is a cat. When I look at him, he closes his eyes a little slower and looks up. And that means, you know, he loves me. And then when he looks at me without blinking, he does a death stare, that means he wants to eat, so I have to feed him. And so it's, I know exactly, and he knows that I know how to read him. He waits until I get eye contact, and then, and I try to look away. If I try to look away, he puts himself right in the position so I could stare at him and then, again, read him. When I take a shower, we have the counter right there by the shower. And when it's time for him to get his feed, you know, he will jump up and just sit there and wait for me to come out of the shower right on the towel. So as I try to reach for the towel, I have to see his stupid butt. And then I have to look and see what he does with his eyes. And then sometimes I'll go, meow. So cats are very, very good with this. Dogs, they just always have the dopey look. Roof, roof. And then, or, you know, they'll just kind of always look. I don't understand. I'm like, do you have to go pee-pee? Do you want to eat? Do you want to go bed? What do you want to do? Are you tired? You have to go pee. You have to go pee, right? No, you don't have to go pee. I can't understand what my dog wants. But they say their findings appear to support evidence that dogs are sensitive to humans' attention and that expressions are potentially active attempts to communicate, not simple emotional displays. So Dr. Kaminsky, study leader, who's with the University of Portsmouth Dog Cognition Center, and her colleagues, assessed 24 dogs of various breeds, ages 1 to 12, and all were family pets. And there were clear evidence that the dogs made facial expressions in response to human attention. What was the most common expression? Brow raising. You know, so then they have the little puppy dog eyes, make their eyes look bigger. This often elicits an empathetic response from dog owners. It is so cute when the dogs do that. Like, oh, can I please have some of your prime rib leftovers that you brought back from Outback, please? And I'm like, okay. They say the dogs did not, however, make more facial expressions when they saw food. This suggests that they use facial expressions to communicate, not just because they are excited. We can now be confident that the production of facial expressions made by dogs are dependent on the attention state of their audience, not just as a result of dogs being excited. They say domestic dogs have lived alongside us humans for 30,000 years. During that time, selection pressure seemed to have acted on dogs' ability to communicate with us. They said we knew domestic dogs paid attention to how attentive a human is, because in a previous study, they found that dogs stole food more often when humans' eyes were closed or when they had their back turned. It's so true. Even the little puppy Uzi we have a little Uzi now. If I'm watching the game, that's when she hops up and grabs the food. But if I'm looking at her, she won't. She's smart. They're smart. Anyway, the study was published yesterday in the Journal of Scientific Reports. That's what our little puppies do. So cute. I love our little puppies. E-cig, back in the news, and now we're being told that vaping could increase our risk of deadly lung disease. And I know a lot of you guys are vaping out there. They say researchers found that e-cigs containing nicotine trigger the same responses in the body that could lead to various diseases, including inflammatory lung disease and asthma. The device could be linked to inflammatory conditions like psoriasis, vasculitis, and lupus. Researchers from the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill, said their study is the first to use actual samples of human airways to explore the dangers of using e-cigs. Dr. Mohamed Kesemer, an associate professor of pathology, said there is confusion about whether e-cigs are safer than cigarettes because their potential adverse effects are only beginning to be studied. Now, remember just a week ago, they said, look, we are going to be able to cure our global tobacco crisis if we switch to e-cig. So let's switch to e-cigs. And I'm like, okay, guys, only temporarily. I do not trust, you know, what we're putting next to our delicate lung tissue. Be careful. Their results, according to this research study, suggested that e-cigs might be just as bad as cigarettes. And researchers are saying more research has to be done. Now, their study's only tiny. They used 15 e-cig users, 14 regular smokers, and 15 non-smokers, so really small. And with their findings, I vaped and then I later got lupus. We don't have that. But if they could see that there's already changes happening at the micro level to the lungs, that's a, it makes sense that it may be too caustic for the lung linings. Just because something is bubblegum flavored doesn't mean your lungs find that safe. You may like the taste, and the stomach may be okay with it. Maybe you'll get a little reflux, but you're putting a bubblegum flavoring by your lungs? Maybe not the smartest thing to do. Now, it is very smart to quit smoking. So your wanting to quit smoking is great, but are you going to be swapping vaping where you're just going to vape now instead? You know, and, you know, a lot of people that quit smoking that were successful, it wasn't so much that they were addicted to the tobacco. They swapped their form of nicotine. And many people that smoke aren't smoking because of the nicotine buzz. They're smoking because, like I said before, it helps them curb cravings. It takes their mind off things. When they're stressed, they'll have a cigarette. If they want to eat, they'll have a cigarette. So now they're going to swap an e-cig, right? And I wrote an article a while back saying don't try to use e-cigs to lose weight, because the last thing we need is you being addicted to nicotine. And again, we don't have these out long enough to know if they're causing some pretty serious damage. So just, you know, if you're going to use it, just temporarily to get off smoking and then get the heck off. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. I love jambalaya. Well, there is a Louisiana salmonella outbreak associated with a jambalaya fundraiser. Apparently this happened in Caldwell Parish. Officials say jambalaya served at the event is the suspected cause of a salmonella outbreak. As of Thursday, 49 cases of food poisoning have been confirmed, 31 people hospitalized, and the patient age range is between 15 to 70. A 56-year-old man has even died. They're not 100% sure it was because of the salmonella, but samples from 5 people have tested positive for salmonella. We do not have the exact strain yet, but that's what they're looking at to see if it all came from one dish or multiple dishes. More than 300 people attended the fundraiser this Monday. So we're talking within a few days, and salmonella will hit pretty quickly, within 24 to 48 hours. That quickly, we've already seen close to 50 people ill. More illnesses may be reported as people become aware of the outbreak and go, you want to know what? I've been sick. I thought it was just something I ate at, you know, fast food, but I was at that same location. Do you think this is salmonella? They say most people get sick 1 to 3 days after exposure to salmonella bacteria. It could, however, take up to a week, so we'll know more next week. So, they say symptoms could be abdominal cramps, diarrhea, bloody, vomiting, nausea, fever. You could get a rash. Long-term could be arthritis, high blood pressure, irritable bowel syndrome. So they say if any of you were at this jambalaya fundraiser, call 1-800-256-2748. See, some of my favorite, you know, some of my favorite places to go and stuff are these, like, big potlucks. You try everybody's cooking. You know, you stick your finger in the Jell-O and you lick it and you go, ooh, that's yummy. You know, and jambalaya would be all over that. But if somebody's using ingredients that aren't clean, you get sick. 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't go away.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.